Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics.
Hello, everybody. I'm James Malloy, and I am the producer of Protean City Comics, as well as a cast member. I play Puck. So today, we don't have a regular episode. This is going to be a bloopers episode. We have been making Protean City for a little over a year now. We've made 20 volumes and a huge event. I've personally learned more about producing a podcast than I ever thought that I would. I pretty much went into this thinking I knew everything. What a fool I was. Our production schedule kind of fell apart there toward the end of this event between a gas leak in my house and some conventions we ended up going to. So we're going to take the next couple weeks off to get everything sorted out and come back strong to the fallout of the event. But the feed isn't going to be empty. This week, you're going to get a full bloopers reel. And I think next week, we're going to put out the story so far recap episode. On behalf of myself and the rest of the cast, I'd like to thank you all for joining us on this journey. We have poured our hearts and souls into this podcast. And the fact that you all get up early and live tweet reactions to the episodes or get into our Discord and have discussions about this or that thing in the universe, it really gives us life. And I want to thank you all for joining us on this adventure and being part of our extended Protean City family. Unfortunately, for some reason, I didn't think that anyone was really going to want bloopers. And so before volume, I think 5-ish, I didn't really record any. I didn't save them. So they really start in earnest around 5. I wasn't thinking about saving context. So some of them are just kind of like really out of place until about volume 10. And then I started grabbing a little bit more context of what was happening in these. So I'll stop rambling about all of this and let you go on to the bloopers. Enjoy us being goofy. No. So what is the mayor of Protean City?
Filibuster.
Mayor Filibuster.
No.
Mayor Phil Buster.
Mayor Philip Andrew Phil, Buster. Yeah. Known as Phil A. Buster.
There's like thunder and lightning going on, and you can hear the battle going on above you. And
lightning and the thunder. It's the dumbest song ever. Sorry.
I hate that song, but as soon as you said it, I was like,
you mean the fun dip song?
Yeah.
Lightning and the fun dip.
Fun dip. fun dip.
Sorry, James.
When you're fighting against a witch with fire magic, remember to always stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah. That's gotta be included.
That's a meta joke.
That was my friend Puck, and he's pretty cool. So he's here too, but I don't think.
Fucking out me.
What?
That's okay. I don't need to talk to all of you. You're the one who uses the technology.
Are we still whispering? Because I want to keep whispering.
She's still whispering. I think the whispering is hilarious. Is the whispering going to make horrible? Or?
No, it's okay. So good.
So, I'm Sogatoa.
This could be very bad. Kraken is not someone to mess with. When you had the five of you together, Kraken is a member of Wu-Tang Clan.
I was thinking that.
It's not. Yeah. Cool.
I started this whole conversation with the whole butthole thing with, we should find a way to get a couple of your orbs and hide them somewhere, like either like put them in like a weird extra dimensional space that where Puck keeps his mask or something like that, like just at extra places that you don't have to run home.
So his time space butthole.
Yeah.
Puck and his time space butthole.
I can't
it's
remember
bigger
what
on the
it...
inside.
Oh God.
You're gonna see. You've just come into the fucking big leagues. What do you do?
That asset.
Dad said.
Take a powerful blow. You just called the asset dad.
Oh, no.
Mark embarrassed.
Mark humiliated.
Mark can't even.
Okay, so what I want to do with this episode, kind of hitting just my pre-session talk, is ideally I'd love to do some level of romance. So there's going to be a change to how team works that helps to make... No, we're not doing Foley kisses.
I hope it doesn't make sense.
Can you please stop?
That escalated.
Nobody invited me. I'm just here.
James, so you're going to be playing Striped Eagle.
Do you want the door closed?
It'll probably go better. So the first thing we do is go, wait, this isn't the procedural cop show. You can't fire that here.
You're not writing these scripts.
Brennan just choked on his beer for everybody in the listening world.
That probably will get cut.
Maybe.
Also, I'd like to avoid sex robots. Like, I think this is that's a little bit much for our podcast.
Oh no, they're here to kill you. I should
don't
make
get it twisted.
Very
they
clear.
Sexy, but they murder.
Yeah. So
sexy murder bots.
It's like Austin Powers, right?
Machine gun bazookas.
So
you did this.
I did do this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right up next to him. You can definitely,
yeah,
like try to understand him.
Yeah, I think that's what I want to do.
Okay.
So
just say something in the lines of like, I want to try to pierce his mask or something, or like I look intently at him. I lick his face.
So here's what Buck's gonna do.
You can shift his labels and basically tell me one thing that you want him to be more like and one thing you want him to be less like. or you can laugh maniacally.
More responsible, less enthusiastic.
Than labels.
I know.
And then a row of police cars arriving and parking in front of them and just the police getting out, putting guns on them. And
putting guns.
Putting guns. Yeah, they're putting guns. They take out their
shoot
putting guns.
Pudding?
It's
butterscotch.
It's vanilla. Yeah. So I just want to clarify one thing.
Sure.
You
We're
are not in the same.
Podcast.
What? Oh.
And what's a podcast?
It's like words, but.
You know cereal? You know cereal?
Are we recording cereal?
We are.
Did I murder someone?
We are.
Oh, I murdered someone.
Because I'm Sarah Koenig.
I'm Sarah Koenig. Master of geometry. I'm Sarah Koenig, bringing the megahertz.
That's a very good character splash, though. I'm Sarah Koenig, and this is cereal.
Will you all hold up? Let me do this fucking thing. All right. I hate all
Adventures
of you.
Adventures in mansplaining.
Yeah, there it is. And the blood retracts and goes back up into your ears and you start right. It's repairing itself.
Oh, my ear blood.
give me that ear blood.
Wanna save that for later.
But all right.
I wanna handle this.
All right.
I've run into a genuine conundrum of I don't know which one would do here.
Good. All right. Come with me.
Yeah, I think we both lash out verbally at each other, and then immediately we both do something really stupid.
Yeah.
So,
or you could kiss. I mean, I don't know. It's just crazy stuff.
Wow, so stupid. Oh, my God.
I can't believe I did that.
It was so stupid. James, cut this. I'm sorry.
And the cops sort of dissipate.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, not like that. They drive off into the
and
night.
And all their watches fall.
Yeah, and all their watches fall.
All these
to the
people
ground.
Dissipated.
Yeah. No, they just sort of drive off into the night. Oh, wait. Do people hear this?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So
you know, I thought it was going to be a reward.
Some bloopers, but some bloopers. I choose with bloopers.
Nobody knows our deep secret.
That seems unfair.
So, okay. So...
Sorry, did I mess anything up?
Oh my God. Don't punch my equipment.
My heart.
He's punching time.
He's going to just like...
Even Puck
maybe
up
I
on the roof.
Too much.
Yeah, maybe I punched too much and knocked my...
too greedy, too deep.
My fury punches backfired.
I know that there is a guy down there, and he teleported, or he evaporated, and he reappeared. I don't know that there's multiples of him. I don't know that this is the doom end of the world thing. I've really limited my knowledge here. I've fucked myself.
And there's like Shanghai, Berlin, Paris, London, New York, cool. Sydney, all these kind of iconic places. And you see the man in the same exact outfit, the same man with the same position, just standing out in front of these landmarks with his hands outstretched. And in each panel in the corner, there's a zoomed in focus on that watch, mm-hmm. which is now ticking to 29. 30. Go ahead.
Also, Halcyon City, Gotham City, Metropolis, New York.
I don't think that Metropolis or Gotham City exist in our world.
They're all in a 40-mile radius.
No, that is not true.
Right now, what you're seeing...
Delmarva area.
Right now, what you're seeing are...
I'm trying to mark potential here. I can't fail.
Is that an 11 or higher?
It's definitely a 11.
Well, I'm going to roll one blanket into a pillow because I don't have extra pillows. This is not Versailles.
Versailles, not like the Hilton. Versailles.
I've been watching a lot of historical dramas.
Jess has two ratings for a hotel for living spaces. It's Versailles and not Versailles.
Right now.
Fracture pushes me up where I belong.
Nice. That's a t-shirt.
Where striped eagle flies.
Except we're cutting all of this.
Sorry.
It's going in the bloopers.
Yeah.
Whenever anybody says anything about in your base, I'm like,
in your base.
Hey, we don't know each other like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
confident, no base, no base stuff.
No base stuff. No base stuff.
Hey, all I've got is this ruined uniform and an undershirt. I could use some pants.
It's Falcon with PH. I got it. That's what the PA is. It's Falcon.
Falcon. I think PA is Striped Eagle. Like the original Striped Eagle.
Maybe. I think it's Falcon.
I do have good news about me punching you.
Yeah?
I am going to be rolling that with a minus two.
Nice. How many episodes have we ended with Puck getting punched? Because I feel like it's been more than one.
Fine. Just tired and conflicted. And
did something happen to your hand? Does that say skin?
Skirt.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I thought it was coming on my skin, and there's a picture of a hand.
My skin. Sorry. I was trying to.
Your skin looks amazing.
What are you using?
Give me your skin. Why would you wake me up without skin?
Flee, pass out, you lose control of yourself or your powers in a terrible way, or two options from the 7 to 9 list.
And that's how this Protean city died also.
Yeah. A terrible way.
Sorry, guys. You wanted me to GM. Don't you regret this now?
He pushes Wind Shear back into the...
Done. Are you going to make the asset hot right now?
I think he's a little hot.
Yeah, no. Yeah. He's hot.
He's got to be like,
Shorty got
hot.
The bad funk. All right.
Oh my God.
That does not mean anything.
No, he's got the bad funk. And she shakes your finger and says,
I'm Dr. Sybil Morris, and I met your friend Kalino before. Tell me again. What was your name? This is sounding a little Professor Oak. That's not what I'm going for.
But it's just this enormous squid thing. People think that it may have been like a precursor to the Kraken that like existed long and long ago. And so like it's this big, basically...
Every time he fucking says Kraken, I can't even...
I do that on purpose.
I know you do it on purpose now, and I laugh every time because I forget. And then you do it, and then I laugh.
And so from there... I have to ask a couple of things. Actually, no, I'm not going to ask them yet. That's better to hold on to.
Oh,
shut
no.
up. I'm not going to do that. Screw you guys. You don't know anything. if the call happens now, then sure. She's already here.
Exactly.
I'm not going to leave her in my house with my dad who's going to like scare the hell out of her.
He's hot, though.
As Pterosaur gets its enormous head burst out from its enclosure. And it's going to be, it lets out like a, and it is following behind you. up the stairs.
Well, listeners, this is the last episode of Protean City. Sokozoa can stop neither of these things.
Yeah.
Thought you were dabbing for a second.
He dabs all the time.
I know. I was like, we're ready to record.
Okay. Let's do this shit.
We're adults.
And sort of, so we have like a couple like slow motion comic-y book. We have a couple like equivalent of slow motion comic panels.
13. I don't do math that often. 13.
Okay, so.
We need balloons. We need like, balloons.
Oh, I have balloons planned.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Excellent. I'm good with balloons.
Oh, I love camp. Anyway.
He is dragging Alina. And he is like, you guys have had a rough time of this so far.
You fucking think?
Frequency just stares at the fist and goes, oh, hey, Timeline, how nice of you to sit around during another fight. Listen, I don't really have time to talk right now.
Oh, dip. Should right, Timeline take a powerful blow?
I'm remembering that correctly, right? Mm-hmm. Yep, okay.
Yeah.
Is one of your powers straight dragon people?
Every time Frequency just pulls out, like, a killer fucking bird, I love it. Because you keep on saying to me, like, I'm worried I'm not the delinquent. I kind of feel like I'm not the delinquent.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And then you're like, excuse me, let me just spit some straight fire. Is this thing on?
Oh,
yeah. Here we go, motherfucker.
That was 100% intentional.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
I love it.
What, then, are you doing, Alina, behind this clown?
I'm going to
sweep the leg.
No. I'm
just it's just such a good go-to move.
Yes.
How do you investigate things? This isn't the point.
It's called NCIS.
Okay, so we talked to NCIS.
No, it's the CID. No, okay, I'm sorry. I'll be good, I promise.
Just wrote out the FBI.
All right.
It's fine, so, let's go with it. There's no FBI. It's the Falcon Bureau of Investigation.
Yeah, well, I mean, come on.
The Falcon.
It makes sense that a lot of our intelligence agencies might have been, like a federal level, might have been rolled into Falcon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the things they are more likely going to be investigating are kind of like large scale super villains, yeah, I think. Like that. So that's good. I like that. Just open up my notes.
Are you not going to. We're not going to do this?
No.
I'm. You were saying that, and it made me think of something, and I can't remember. Oh, out of the box.
Yeah.
Out of the box. Out of the box. Out of the box. Out of the box. Yeah.
I like that after the events of Harry Potter, Voldemort is just like a clothing salesman.
Yeah.
And he really is a big Windshear fan. So he just...
Wait, what?
You said
you know who.
You know who.
And I just go...
mouth Voldemort.
I'm trying to be like, you
that
know,
good. The only thing he doesn't,
oh,
the only thing he doesn't make are like designer sunglasses.
Yeah.
I mean, with gilded lizard, girded, oh, gilded. No,
his golden. Back, gold
gilded
plated.
Lizard. Back, yeah. Gilded lizard is when he comes back with cosmic power.
John, Puck is going to look over at John and
oh, wow.
He's going to look in the mirror.
He's looking in the mirror. Buck is going to look over at Frequency.
This is volume 13 of Protean City Comics.
Uh-oh. Volume 13.
13 is my lucky number. Tell us about a security system that you came upon that you weren't able to deal with and had to be taken over by download.
Loadout.
Oh, shit. Download? Who the fuck is that? Tell us about a security system that you came upon that you weren't able to deal with and had to be dealt with by upload. God damn it. And had to be dealt with by loadout. Puck the dog. What if? Yeah. Puck the dog. Great bark. So, buck. Buck. Buck, buck. I'm a puck. Cut this. I think you would have access to a bird. I think you would have a boner.
Whoa. A boner phone.
You have a boner. I didn't technically say phone. I just said I think you would have a boner.
It's where you're going.
I wasn't saying that. I was just saying that I think you would have one. You know, a panic boner. All of this gets cut.
That feels really weird to say.
No, it's quite all right. I'm very used to it. Who, may I ask, is this?
This is...
Ooh. Ooh. After I said it, it felt like that. We could have had him over eating some mice.
Cross up a little owl pellet.
All of that gets cut.
Oh, yeah. Let's go in the bloopers.
These brave souls go boldly into the uncharted territories of a space between. 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 A space between.
This is the beginning of volume 14. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a two-parter. It is James, I'm GMing, and Jess is here, and Brandon is here.
Neither of us are going to be playing.
Neither of you are going to be playing. I'm going to be playing with Jared and Alina. It's just going to be me talking while you listen to their breathing, getting more and more angry as I ruin their characters.
Oh, I don't get this angry about this characters being ruined.
This episode is not canon.
This episode is not canon. And this Gorlaxian ship is taken. I don't know why his whole species is named after him, but it's good. I like it.
Gorlax of the Gorlaxian.
Gorlax.
I am Gorlax.
Yeah, the conqueror of space.
I am Gorlax.
And...
if you let it go, people will arrive. Or you can be heroes.
Just for one night.
Sorry.
Sorry. So I...
I'm trying not to do this like crazy knockoff shit too much, but like I really like the idea of a wizard holding a staff up in the air and he says a speech bullet says not getting past here. But
no,
no, I love it.
He has a very ruffly blouse and a huge hat with a giant feather, and he has this like really fancy gold patterned lute, and he's just like playing that thing, and he is super pumped.
I feel like I'm being specifically dragged by this.
In the middle of the fight with these skeletons, or would you have stayed up? You're kind of on like a second level.
Wait, when did the skeletons start fighting?
I charged straight into them.
So we're going to pick up mid-fight. Would you have joined
that fight?
Oh, I
thought it was a pile of corpses.
No,
I didn't realize they were sentient.
Animate skeletons, yes.
You've got to be specific.
We're in a fantasy setting. No skeletons are dead.
Except for the skeletons inside you.
And so you know that you've got like a little bit of time left, but it's going to start shutting down parts of the system.
Okay, you've got about 15 seconds.
Oh, jeez.
All right,
maybe a little
got,
more than that, like a minute. Give it a minute.
You've got a minute and 2 seconds.
Okay, then you choose two on this list.
I'm going to resist or avoid their blows.
This is so out of character for you.
This is
all
so
this resisting.
I'm not going to do that. What the hell am I talking about?
Take
put
some blows.
The oxygen mask over your own
what
face
happened?
Before
Jeez.
You put it over your child's face.
I'm gonna create an opportunity for my allies.
Okay.
And impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition.
Okay.
So, Elsbeth, penance.
Did a thing.
Lost your powers.
Sad face.
And so because of that, we're introducing a new feature, 2 masks.
Did you check the dryer? Whenever I lose something, it's always there.
It's usually in my front pocket, yeah.
It's the pants I was wearing yesterday.
Are your powers already on your head?
Oh, damn. The whole time. They were in my hand the whole time.
Oh, my gosh.
Trash people.
They were still charging.
You were using your powers, and you're like, shit, where are my powers?
Where are my powers?
Talking into my powers. Whatever.
Are we in costume?
I don't know. Are you in costume?
Are you in costume? God damn it. None of y'all wear costumes.
We don't wear costumes.
Yeah.
Do you
have a cool motorcycle costume? Because this is not inside of our regular comic line, there's going to be like a brief, there's going to be a small jump forward in time. Okay. So you are in your mid-30s.
Okay.
No.
You have two kids, white picket fence.
Yeah, yeah. And you've retired from the life for 15 years.
Oh, I am an old Puck.
Puck, you made it.
I like that 30-year-old Puck is an old Puck. Yeah.
I had to become old to hide from the trickster. You'll never find me with no teeth.
Now he just wears a bathrobe all the time.
Yeah.
But it's not tied well.
No, it's not.
No, but it has a hood.
But he wears the mask.
Yeah. No antlers, just the death.
No, you have one antler. It's just perpetually like... hanging limp.
There's some things you can do for that, I think.
Okay, so none of that audio made it in.
Bloopers. I've proven myself to her, I think, at this point, and she's starting to trust me a little bit, so she gave me a motorcycle.
Nice. Oh. Yeah. Nice.
I was hoping for, you know, the dog van from Dumb and Dumber?
Mm-hmm. But it's an owl?
But it's an owl. That's what I was hoping for.
It's called the owl pellet.
Yeah.
It's right.
Not very attractive.
It's very bad. I hate
it. It's very
guys.
Furry, though. Or has feathers.
It's awful. Jack, like, turning for a minute to try to find the remote, and then just... he trapped himself. Oh, my God.
Dynamite Jack trapped himself in the diner. We need to save him.
This recording takes 6 hours because dog.
You're so dumb. I love you so much. And you're so dumb. Oh, my God.
Let's just record on the floor.
I'm sorry, guys.
It's lucky he's cute.
So Dynamite Jack goes to get the remote, and then you...
People keep arriving at Kellaway Corp with a rad motorcycle.
That's true. Yeah. Last time there was also a rad motorcycle. Mm. We now have three fictional rad motorcycles.
Three?
Mine's the best
right,
one, though.
His sister.
His sister has a motorcycle, too. We're going to have a race.
Bike gang.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Bike gang, yes.
Cool chicks with bikes.
They are all cool chicks.
With bikes.
With bikes.
We got to get Alina a bike.
And they were it was come up with by different people. This isn't that Brandon has a thing about chicks with bikes.
Yeah.
This was
it
three
is
different
that,
people.
Obviously.
So does this mean that in the next volume we're just playing kids on bikes?
Yes. Chicks on bikes.
Okay. So.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just
a man in size.
Well, that means you've changed. You're using your powers real different now.
No, this is how I've always done it. What have you been doing?
I think if you want to jump through walls, you need to have chosen parkour or gymnastics.
Fuck.
You reject? Okay. Go ahead and roll flat.
5.
All right.
10.
10, very nice. So.
Oh, no.
No, 10 is good.
No, I have little arms.
No, if we were bringing you in, you'd be a superhero.
Yes, cool. For sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like I said.
I don't think James's mom is a superhero.
Okay, but is she? Yeah, I get an advancement. So
oh,
I'm
you get
cool
an advance. Do you know what you're going to do with your advance right now?
Unlock my moment of truth and use it to get us into this door. No, I'm not going to do that.
Is a man. He's middle-aged, Caucasian. He is dressed in a like very well-fitted navy suit that has the appointed symbol on like a pin on his neck. And he has, not on his neck, on the neck.
Like on his lapel?
On his, yeah. That okay. has
right in his throat.
Just stabbed right in there.
All right, where were we?
We were entering the building.
Yeah. How are we getting into the building?
Guess. <I'm just kidding. laughs> Nice.
Such a good bit.
We're getting things, Jim.
I love this bit.
That is one of my favorite
bits. It's just leeching out into...
I'm going to be so sad when we can't make that joke anymore. She has a mask that has like the sugar skull motif and has like a skeletony thing going on and now has big skeletons coming out of her hand. Like, big skeletons.
She's a marionetter.
Has like big sharp bones coming out of her hands. Because he's in torn off sleeves, but otherwise in a navy appointed suit, complete with the pin on his lapel.
Okay. One, sleeveless shirts don't have lapels, Brandon. His
no,
collar.
No, it's like the full, it's a suit
full
jacket
thing, just with the sleeves
full thing
off.
With the sleeves ripped off.
Okay. So now it looks a little bit more like a Chippendales vest.
It's a little Chippendales vest, no. Yeah.
He sounds hot if he wasn't a bad guy.
No, is he thick, though?
he thick, though. Yeah. to clarify, I would like to assess the thickness.
That's a different thing, Brandon.
What's your freak?
What's your freak?
Plus two.
That brings it to a seven.
You made it.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, fantastic.
Let the record show that Jess was actually very emotionally invested in this dice.
That came very close, because I think if you hadn't, you would have lost the mentorship of one of those people. But you can't hear what he's saying, because he's falling. I did not expect this turn of events. Miss...
I think I killed him.
Thank God. And then I am...
The sage thinks she did. Mm-hmm. I understand that that may not be accurate.
And I basically... I'm doing a lot of tackling.
Some days you gotta tackle.
So you barely finish saying him, and all of a sudden you're again off the ground, and I've just got you in sort of a vice grip, like, thank God.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. You can make it up to me by maybe putting my number in your phone when it's working again.
And there's some dances going on.
Careless
right?
Whisper of a good friend. I'm never...
We get a couple of panels that show the two of you in Sage's bedroom. I'm going to clarify that so it doesn't sound like you and Guild making the fuck out.
Gank.
Clank, wait, where am I?
No. He meant you and me.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So, yeah. Yeah, I just suddenly had like a moment of like, wait a second. Okay, so we get a panel that shows... And it's this wide circular room that has a bunch of different video screens, and in the center of the room.
Thank you for being so nice to me. And I'm going to lean in and give him a peck on his big metal cheek.
Good thing it's not winter.
I know. I didn't lick it.
I was super tempted to have him turn his head at that moment. That's an 8.
That's a 10.
Plus 2, 9. Okay. So mark a condition.
Okay.
No, it's 8 plus 2. Isn't that 10?
Oh, geez. I misread that. 8 plus 2. You're absolutely
math
right.
Math is hard. Mm-hmm. Let the record show. Someone tell Mark. Elspeth did math.
I thought that was a 4.
They told me that I had to come to put on a face to be seen.
Okay, you've been seen. Do you want to go somewhere else and be unseen for a while?
What?
I don't mean it like that.
Damn,
you sicko,
Kalino.
Whoa, is that
no,
too forward?
No, that was smooth as fuck.
Oh, okay. I thought you were calling him a pervert or something.
No. I mean,
I'm now
it
concerned
was a
about
pervy.
My husband. He's like that was.
You want to be, but. If it's just serial killer enough to be kind of sexy.
Let's go somewhere else. They saw you. Let's leave.
Yeah, let's make sure that you're not seen when I carry your body out of here.
We're going to have to apologize for the 2-minute roasting of Mark.
No, it just, I like, was... that was more and less game than I've ever seen you have.
It wasn't intentional game.
No, accidental good, game. Yeah.
And there's a huge set of double doors. Maybe like, what?
I just thought Dumbledore.
There's a huge set of Dumbledores.
Just also, you're describing the posters. Thing I'm drawing, so it's great.
Would there be anyone else that you would be looking for in the crowd of people who might be here or might not be here?
Thank you.
I'm definitely not calling out anyone in particular. That's fine.
Not, it's fine. Do you want to look for
no.
the person that
no.
I thought of that you?
No, I'm good.
Can I interrupt me?
Sure. For? Yeah.
Weirdly, the hexworm is here. It's in a very nice tux.
Right. So I reach out with my mind.
Ooh.
Mind rage.
You're not helping.
Touching stuff. Tickling mind fingers. How's it feel? Suck it, Jess.
I know. I thought we were going to try to be good this time.
Yeah, no.
Fuck, I should do a British accent for this character, shouldn't I? How do I do a British accent? How do British people speak?
Like Southern only.
Like Southern.
Clipped tones instead of long draws.
Just be Harry Potter.
I'm Harry Potter. He's going to say, what are you? No. Oh, fuck it. He's going to be Irish. He's going to be Scottish. He's going to say, what are you? No.
What are you?
What wee beastie is this? He's going to say, what are you? I'm Sir Richard Calloway. How do you not know who I am? This is a terrible accent.
Pick a different voice.
He's everywhere in Europe, no, apparently.
He's everywhere in Europe.
That you come for a full day meditation time. Maybe I should use some words.
Retreat?
It's so hard to use those voices.
I warmed up my voice before.
It's hard to record when you're 14.
You should go to a retreat.
I got this.
Aren't you ready for this episode, guys? All right, so you get the text from Frequency.
Yes.
Frequency.
He's level-headed.
I'll have a trouble.
What, whoa?
Well, I got an idea for my story.
I found this picture of your villain online.
I know who she is. I stole her purposefully, so I doubt you found her.
Who is this?
I don't think you found her.
No?
No. Who is it?
Rita Repulsa.
That's who I thought.
That was the original, the original, and then I found somebody better. Is that Queen Beryl? God damn you, you figured it out. Damn it.
James!
All right, let's go home. That's a wrap.
I thought for sure you weren't going to figure her out.
Nope.
Well, yeah, it's Queen Beryl.
Okay. Oh, can someone can someone throw me a pencil?
I will fucking kill you. You've been sitting here for a long time.
I could actually use a pencil too.
Hey, I need to find my character sheet
real quick. Fuck.
I'm going to go take a quick shower.
I think it was from Windshear originally.
All right, but I didn't.
Right.
I leave him on red all the time.
Yeah.
So,
guys, I found a villain.
That's an ATM machine. Oh my God.
Dealt with the villain. Guys, I found a villain.
No. They didn't have street sweepers from where you're from. Okay. So I get the text from Frequency.
And he is swarmed by bees.
Oh, no.
Not in, like, a bad way. He just has, like, a...
good way.
He's in...
Like, they're making him lots of honey.
Yeah.
He's covered in bees.
He's not... They're...
It says, on a hit, hold three burn. Is that not a hit?
Yeah. So, yeah. So, you hold three burn. Three.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool.
And then mark a condition on a 7-9, I think.
Okay. Yes.
It's been a while. I don't do that anymore.
I do.
We asked three different people at this table that have used this ability.
I'm going to throw it in the air first and then hold it and just like keep raising it higher. I'm going to try to like drop this thing on Meathead.
Cool.
So he's going to be a Meathead head. No.
Stonehead.
He's going to Meathead. He's going to head a
head.
Meathead meat, is going to head a head.
Meathead is going to meet a head.
Yeah.
Can this be my ringtone? And they see you coming at them and they freak out and just become an immediate puddle on the floor. What do you do?
I wet myself.
I think he's just going to...
Can the puddle please say that?
Yeah.
He's gonna stop. And he's been like pointing at people, just being like... And he just stops and he's like...
Oh no, I just realized that you know how when people go through a tragedy and they say, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
Yeah, he
you
just
literally,
did
literally wished him
on. On not even his worst enemy, on just a guy.
Oh,
yep.
Oh, dude.
So we not get right.
I'm going to come into the room with them and go by the ball and realize that this probably gave me these powers. And I'm really conflicted about what I want to do about that.
Yeah.
Because this has been kind of fun.
Oh, you're a betraying betrayer.
I'm not a betrayer.
You are a betrayer.
I'm not a betrayer.
Hesitation is a betrayal.
Whoa.
There's that appointed training coming through.
It's okay.
I'm conflicted.
You kind of slither up toward the smoke where it had dissipated, and you start sniffing around, and it's... Boy, that's
so
scary.
Creepy.
You gave him the most disconcerting power for him to have.
I didn't mean to give it to him necessarily.
It was fate.
You should see the other ones I had.
It could have turned into a car.
So
beep, beep.
I wasn't going to do that.
Seat belts, everyone.
Can't do that. Anybody else want to call out a position in the line? Because apparently this is happening.
Well, hey, I'm listening.
We're going into the dungeon. We all need to line up.
That's kind of, we're rolling initiative, right?
Yeah. I'm the cleric.
You are. Aww.
Except I can't actually heal.
But you think you're the cleric, and that's the most important part. I'm down. I would say that's unleashing your powers.
Yeah.
Because that's your nose.
Extending your senses.
Yes.
John, would you lead us to the fortune teller? Would you do it for a pucky snack?
Is it a weekday or a weekend?
It's a very important question.
What is the best day for a revolution?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I
know it's the day before that.
Best day for a Kickstarter is Tuesday.
So. I'm just saying, if it's during the week, I have to babysit, so I'm probably at
Peak I love way. That. Okay, so... So yeah, let's say it's during the week.
Okay.
Everyone in Protean City is cute except for Crawdad.
He super hot.
Yeah, exactly.
He crawd daddy.
What's a circus without an audience?
Nice.
She just dab?
She just dab.
You love her, right?
Yeah, she's great.
Nice. Brandon dabs all the time.
I dab all the time. And the last panel just shows Frequency's face. What's on his face right now? Macaroni and cheese.
No one told him that there was a little bit left over from lunch.
And I'm going to bring everybody together soon. Just got to get the plot
lines. I believe
in you.
Three separate stories.
Yeah. You will never interact in this story.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's usually how we record, and James does editing magic to make it seem like we're together.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Usually we actually do each recording separately.
Yeah, this is rare.
Yeah.
Cool.
We just got two new microphones.
So excited.
And we get a panel that shows, in front of this big screen that shows all of Protean City, the director in his full suit, all stately and in control. And lunar lens.
Damn it! I knew it! Fuck you, Brandon!
You want to know something hilarious?
What?
She was not lunar lens until you started freaking out.
Fuck. I need to run upstairs and throw
okay.
it.
Okay, bye!
That's an 11 plus what?
Plus savior.
That's a 14, motherfucker! Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ. So sorry, everybody. Elspeth got too excited about that 14.
You also
broke
peaked.
Everything. Sorry. That's a 14.
Okay. Yeah.
You start with one team also, so you're at two team.
Okay.
Oh yeah. God. Everything's good.
And also, if Hardwire feels like she
what?
Doesn't...
Who?
Hardwire. Why did I say that? Wow.
That's a Hugo tag.
I'm realizing now, before you were saying highline, and my brain was thinking hardline, and now I kept the wrong... Yeah, that was terrible. If high wire doesn't feel she exactly knows what's going on, that's probably also a little ill-prepared.
Okay, you're running Nerve Center. Okay, good. Wait, she has a voice. What the fuck am I doing?
I don't know.
Ben? So the next scene... is going to show, where do I want to go from here? Jesus, what have I done?
I don't know,
GM.
We're just
a bunch of kids walking around the city in different places.
Yeah, just seeing different parts of the city.
We don't even
And I think you should roll to take a powerful blow.
Yep. Yeah, I should. Oh, that's fun.
That's
oh, no.
Plus conditions.
Plus marked. Conditions marked.
That's a 10.
Oh dear.
That's a 10.
So you must remove yourself from the situation, flee, pass out, etc., lose control of yourself or your powers in a terrible way, or two options from the 7 to 9 list.
Terrible gymnastics.
Like, I promise, if you choose that, I will make it terrible.
Awesome.
Like that is my guarantee to you. If you choose that option, it will always be terrible. Or two options from the 7 to 9.
This episode really got away from us.
I don't know. I feel like it went really well.
I really like it.
I hope you don't mind that it was a little non-traditional.
Good. I almost shot Hermosa Vita in the face. So.
Praxis would have been pissed.
There's a random man bleeding in his apartment because of me. It's like, God, it's like the interesting narrative one would be to lose control of everything in a terrible way. But I'm like, do I want to do this? Everything is already terrible. Oh, God.
Frequency rolled over a person with a motorcycle.
In a big striped eagle suit.
They've only got 2 broken ribs. Seriously, someone tell me someone thoughts.
You can do whatever you want. We've all been here. So we
this moment, there is an option that I'm not saying I want you to pick it. But as soon as Brandon was like, you can remove yourself from the situation, I was like, oh my God, she just walks over and leaves with him.
She can just, yeah.
I'm not saying you should do that. I'm not.
You could just walk the fuck out anyway if you wanted to.
It doesn't have to be with him.
Yeah.
That's way too much pressure. Because, like, she could
just walk away. Like, I didn't sign up for this.
But
bye.
She may not want to do that.
It's up to you. We support you.
Because then I become terrible if I do that. I would hate myself.
All right, girl.
What is she telling you to do? That's what I do with Ben. I just go, Ben, what would you do? And he goes, talk to the whole city.
Kalino has not been available for a while. He has been on team communication texts and gets alerts.
You might have to start over. I whacked my knee off the table and then made an audible.
Why would you just roundhouse kick the table? Like,
oh. Sounds like you're directly engaging in the threat.
I think the table needs to take a powerful
oh, yeah. So sorry.
Who would you like me to be?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Give me a few more years. I can do that.
Oh, boy.
I could be a man. Right now, I'm a teenage boy.
He must be
too soon.
So Lunar Lens is still missing.
Yes.
And I have taken on the responsibility of...
Hang on. What's a fucking bird?
It's Lunar Lens.
Hawk!
Let's see that roll.
Thank you.
Let the record show, James has short arms.
I'm a T-Rex.
So okay. Who are you provoking?
I'm going to provoke Puck because I feel
Puck's
after
not
me.
There.
Not there yet.
Oh, he's not there.
Yeah.
Why you do this?
Because I had to walk. Because no one gave me a motorcycle. Or
2 people now have motorcycles and Puck isn't one of them. And the mutants are kind of like looking up at it. And they look at each other and go back into the bar.
My first reaction was, is the shark with legs there? And then I was like, no, how would he smoke? That doesn't make any sense. He couldn't.
He's probably inside.
Don't be ridiculous, James. We have standards at this podcast.
And there's I think that's where that panel ends.
Postal workers aren't elected.
Whatever.
I think is the postmaster general
elected?
They are
in Protean City.
I think they're appointed by people who are elected, right?
But whatever, you can.
I wish he was
doesn't
like filming
awesome.
That.
That was fun as hell.
The most fun thing ever.
That was good.
For the post office, killer.
Hi, yeah. I'm Mr. Derecho. You should run for locations in your local government. That's important. Editor's note: vote in your local elections.
for the metahumans.
I really want to hear what you think of all, because you really don't have whatever the word is in this fight.
Powers.
Yeah. No powers. No powers. I don't have powers in this fight.
Burn.
You kind of know where
I'm
going.
Sorry, just use a burn.
I just kind of want to know what's going on.
I'm going to spend one of my burn to
embarrass Sokotella slash Danny.
Okay, you do take a powerful burn.
Puck is going to look at all of these people that have gathered around his circle and just kind of like, again, perk up and hit that hang on. Ooh, I got to do it in real life. So like, and hit that like hands on his hips pose and then just call out and be like, what are you guys all doing here?
Okay, so mark a condition, or I'll tell you how it's unstable or temporary.
It's unstable or temporary, unfortunately.
Okay.
I cannot mark more conditions. Somebody, I need to defend somebody. Please get in danger so that I can defend you.
Oh, I'm in danger.
That'll happen. We also get a panel that shows Alina, like, pushing through the crowd of mutants towards the inside of the building.
Like Leo and Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
A lot like Leo and extremely like Leo and Titanic.
Coming towards your love.
Mm-hmm.
A nice new costume. Is it it's black. It's very sleek. It's very good. It's slimming. Not that you need.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to wear it again.
Hey, I mean, try new things.
Is he trying to comfort and support me?
You might be. That might sounds be. Like a comfort and support. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting for you to be like, it needs antlers.
Where's that? So I can use Snatch to take one object up to person-sized. How many times would I have to burn in order to remove all of the nanobots from her?
Like so many.
What could go wrong?
And we get a couple panels that shows him like quickly brushing like popcorn off of himself. And like running and putting on some slippers and grabbing some keys to run out to go pick up his son. Who's a good boy?
What?
Who's a good boy? He's a good boy. Like there's definitely like a look of like.
He's not asking who's a good boy.
Yeah, no. I was like, he's saying, I'm not a dog.
He's
like,
to pick up his son, who is a good boy?
Oh, yeah, no. Okay, yeah. All right. I'm like, what the hell?
I'm sorry.
It's like a weird turn.
He's a good kid.
He's a good kid, yeah.
I might have a thing.
I have a thing. Yeah, doesn't matter.
Whoever's ready. We're having a brief GM discussion.
I just poked myself in the face.
I love this. This is insane. This is volume 20, recording number 3.
Issue 5.
Issue number 5 with the whole crew. Hi, Editor James.
Hello.
Hope you're looking at this fondly and that you're not dead.
James,
and that your character isn't
like
dead
this
either.
The entire time. Just throw off your whole.
It's an ASMR episode.
See, it's just gonna mess with your whole sound system.
And so,
then Strapped Eagle dies.
I'll just cut you. Everyone Patreon. Will be like, "Wow, it's really weird that it was a finale and Sage wasn't in it at all."
Wasn't in at all.
Was Elsbeth not available? And I'll be like, "Yeah, she just wasn't available."
You guys have like triggered like every single innocent move. You triggered every single innocent move and none of the basic moves.
Yeah.
Like I'm just sitting here like looking at it like I'm looking at my sheet and going like, oh, when you coldly dismiss someone. when you spit in the face of guidance or influence. When you threaten someone.
So now he's a medium.
He's no longer a small hero?
Nope. He's at large.
This God. Was a this was failure to save, not murder. We're good.
Dude does not respond well to being ghosted.
He does not, no. She left me on red. I can see her Instagramming.
Alright, so 0.
And we still don't know. Like, we're still... We said definitively we're...
You're too far away. And you don't know that it's right about to explode.
Yeah, I was going to say, too far away is not a problem for
that's true.
For Puck.
Not knowing it.
Not knowing is.
And he rolled a 0.
I'm sorry for the delay. I honestly don't know what I'm going to do.
No worries.
So many
if you die for this girl, I'm going to be so mad.
I'm in the same position you are. We're like, I have so many tools that can help. But I don't know.
I've been like going through trying to be like, let's get out of this room as fast as I can so I can come help.
I want to thank you for this very easy and not complex finale you're hosting for us.
Okay, so in the next panel...
We haven't hit the big bad guy yet!
I know! This is why I'm concerned.
Can that please be the director's real voice?
Guys, I'm very worried! I just want the city to be safe.
There's
going to
be two people facing the big bad guys.
Yeah.
We've done worse.
Try
okay.
Not.
Yes. I would like to assess his health.
Okay, everyone open up the ward.
yeah.
Blasted by I-beams is the name of a, like, They Might Be Giants style nerd rock group.
We have created two different bands this session. Just covered with, like, spikes and beaks and claws.
Sorry to tell you this, but you're fired, Brandon.
No. Why am I fired?
It's too much.
It's not too much. It's the end of...
I know.
It's the best. Hell yeah. I love that. Exactly.
Guys.
What is it? What's it at right now?
I rolled a one.
Use,
oh my god.
Do you have a moment
you
of truth?
You can't sit with us anymore.
Mark.
Do you want to use your moment of truth?
Do I need to immediately act on that?
Yo, no, you just have to act on that.
Fuckers following your heart and shit.
So we get...
Oh,
so
I'm
I guess
sorry.
The
Should
next
I have compartmentalized Alina and left her out there to
yes!
die?
Guess what? Me and Sage, we gon' crush it.
So... Okay. So the next panel, additional arms will like come off of it, just like with things moving and reforming.
It's the mechanized enhancement guy alternative.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Guy alternative. That's really fucking creepy, John.
What isn't these days?
The striped eagle definitely thinks he's talking about the director.
Yep.
I don't think he's seen you. He can't find you here.
Oh, yeah. You're that safe from him. Very true. Because mm-hmm. she does not know.
We don't need to mention that, but if we wanted to throw in.
Yeah, she knows that something is hunting me, but she, in this moment, is 100% not putting that together. So,
yeah.
So John is going to go step outside.
So I rolled a 6, but I have +3, and minus 2, so I have a 7.
That's good, because otherwise the director was about to land on your fucking car.
Oh, it's the director.
I figured it out.
I have the answer.
I need to call the mayor.
Okay. Do we have a name for the mayor? We never named him, did we? You had an issue with him, Filibuster.
Yeah,
oh my god, he's not named Filibuster.
No, yes, he's not. He's not. We cut that. That was just that's in a blooper. We never actually named
which
him.
Which is why I'm asking, because yeah. I need to call
him. We've never named the mayor.
But
okay.
We just
he's mayor name? Mayor
we well that was all
he's the, mayor all the John
house,
mayor
we only ever named the Halcyon City mayor because
oh, right.
that was
oh,
because
right.
the Nerds on a Roll people had named their mayor and so I was able to call him by his name.
I see.
But we had never named our mayor.
Of course I come into this session like, well, there's no way a character will be introduced this session. There's too much to happen to
Oscar Meyer mayor.
I mean, I can just call him.
So, something that's just to put out there.
Yeah.
So, I do have my moment of truth.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, this will be great. I'll just wait till the moment is right, and I'll use my moment of truth, and I'll defeat yeah. the director. Part of my moment of truth is that after I've done the impossible, I mark a doom sign. So, I would mark a doom sign, and I would be one doom track away from dying.
Oh, my God.
That makes sense, though.
Mm-hmm. So, I can do that, but that's where I'll be. How close are you?
5 minutes. Do you want us to be further away? I don't know.
5 minutes works for me. Okay. I'm not going to make a decision about time.
I wasn't sure if you wanted to have basically a barrier.
And I come up behind her and tase her.
Okay. Directly engage a threat.
You're tasing Lunar Lens?
No, I'm tasing you.
Wait, why?
Because we need the hex worm.
Oh, shit. Go ahead and directly engage a threat.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.
And so you know that you've got like a little bit of time left, but it's going to start shutting down parts of the system.
Okay, you've got about 15 seconds.
Oh, geez.
15 seconds. Say the word. Hesitating.
Oh, geez.
All right, you've got a minute and 2 seconds.